This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm David Hooper. It's the holiday season. And if you go to the local shopping mall, the local store, or even get on Amazon.com, you are going to see that there are special edition and limited edition options for you to purchase. For example, a red iPhone. It's not available all the time, but it's available right now. And if you want one, you need to purchase it. If you really want great examples of this, you want to see a lot of options in one place, go to your local grocery store, go to the cookie aisle, and look at the different types of Oreos they have available. They've got candy corn Oreos, gingerbread Oreos, banana split cream Oreos, lemon twist Oreos, birthday cake Oreos, creamsicle Oreos. Used to be we only had a few flavors. Maybe there's some dipped in chocolate, maybe some dipped in fudge, double stuff, regular classic Oreos. They got thin Oreos. A lot of these, limited edition. There are only a few of them. And this is a combination of three different marketing tricks. One, just what I mentioned, limited edition. You're not going to be able to get these very long. Two is the exclusive element. You can't find these Oreos everywhere. They're only available in certain markets. And three, something new, something you've never seen before. New works. That's why when you pass by a fast food restaurant under new management, hotel, new ownership, new works, new gets people in. We get tired of doing the same old thing. And that same old thing includes listening to your podcast. So let's talk about how you can use these things to get more listeners in and change what you're doing so people don't get bored. One, you can change up your host. Maybe bring in a new co-host. You could change your format to a special limited edition format. Got the 12 days of Christmas coming up. What about daily podcast episodes? 12 days in a row. Big idea here is that you're making an event that people will pay attention to. And if you do it annually, it can become even more fun. I'm going to leave you with a quick story that's a great example of this. Something that happens every so often. It's when McDonald's brings back the McRib. It's a big deal. You drive past McDonald's. You got a sign that says McRib is back. They've got websites. These people track the McRib. People actually travel to go get this sandwich. And let me explain to you why McDonald's does this. Not only is it great marketing, but the reason that it comes and goes is based on the availability of chicken. You see, chicken now, it's more popular than ever. We're consuming about 3 times as much chicken in this country as we were just 20 years ago. Because of this, there's not enough chicken to go around, especially for a big restaurant like McDonald's. And to ease the demand on that chicken, they bring out McRibs. What is a McRib? Look, I don't know. Probably lips and assholes. Regardless, though, when it's available, people don't eat chicken. McRib uses not only a great marketing technique, it also keeps McDonald's from not having to say, hey, we're out of that. We don't have enough of these. If you want more tips for your podcast, I got a lot of them every day. I'm here on Big Podcast Daily. If you haven't subscribed yet, do it. You get new episodes delivered to you automatically. You can do it through Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Big Podcast Daily and hit the subscribe button. I've also got a newsletter, also free of charge. Just go to bigpodcast.com, sign up for it. I'll send you tips, tricks, ways to build your audience, have more rapport with them, and make more impact with your podcast. That's at bigpodcast.com. Thank you for listening. I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode.